In Afghanistan today, supporters of presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah held what they called a national day of protest. They came out to echo Abdullah's charges that last Saturday's presidential runoff vote was rigged against him. Abdullah has since declared that Afghanistan's two electoral commissions are illegitimate and that he will not respect the results that are due early next month. NPR's Sean Carberry reports on the growing political crisis.
While it might have been called a national day of protest, no more than several hundred Abdullah supporters took to Kabul's streets. Abdullah Khododat is one of the organizers of the demonstration.
We are against the fraud, and we are not going to accept it, and we are looking for justice.
He says President Hamid Karzai and the electoral commissions are behind massive fraud in favor of candidate Ashraf Ghani. Those are Abdullah's claims, though he has yet to publicly provide any evidence in support of his allegations. Khododat says this is just the beginning of what will be larger demonstrations.
This will be continue maybe forever, and we are not responsible for the consequences.
He says his movement intends to remain peaceful, and if anything goes wrong, Afghan security forces are to blame. However, there's been enough violent language from some demonstrators and on social media that United Nations official Nicholas Haysom has called for calm.
Should any violence emanate from the demonstrations, it could make the task of trust building more difficult. It could lead to a spiral of instability.
While Abdullah has washed his hands of the electoral commissions, he has proposed having the UN take over the process of cleaning up fraud, which by all accounts was widespread.
Dr. Abdullah, pariruz dar konferanse matbuati khud.
President Karzai, who remained silent for nearly a week, late Friday endorsed Abdullah's UN proposal. Many read it as a sign of how fragile the situation is when a president who's long complained of foreign meddling in Afghanistan's elections is turning to the UN. But Haysom says the UN can't do the work of the Afghan elections commissions. He says it would undermine the legitimacy of the outcome.
Well, we think the most important assistance we can give now is to provide a bridge between those who need to be talking to each other.
And to make it clear that someone will have to peacefully accept coming in second. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.